إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله إن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the obedience and the fear and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, last week we spoke about the grave danger of the minor shirk, the grave danger of riya, which is showing off in our acts of worship. As the ulama mentioned, that our actions outwardly may appear the same, but inwardly the intentions behind them can vary greatly. Therefore, it is incumbent upon all of us to hold on to the sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be sincere in all of our actions, in our aqidah, in our beliefs, in our prayer, our dua, our akhlaq, our dealings. We have to rectify our intention. The Salaf al-Salih, they would study how to perfect their intention, just as they would study how to perfect the fiqh of their actions. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to the Sahaba in a hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad, that the greatest thing I fear for you is the riya. He said this to the Sahaba, the greatest thing that I fear for you is riya, showing off. And in another hadith, he said to the Sahaba, should I not tell you what I fear more for you than the Dajjal? They said, Bala ya Rasulullah, yes, what is it? He said, I fear for you the minor shirk. A person stands up in prayer, and then he sees somebody looking at him, and he beautifies his prayer in order to please that person or impress that person. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah is not in need of any partner. As is mentioned in the hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, that a person, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am the richest and most independent of the partners in shirk. If somebody makes a partner with me in his worship, I leave him and his partners. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the dangers that could cause us to commit shirk with Allah, minor shirk, riya, is by speaking about our good actions, by speaking about them and making them known amongst the people. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever seeks fame, Allah will make him famous. Allah will show him off in front of the people on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Some of the Salaf, they said that perhaps a righteous deed that someone did, it turns into riya because of speaking about it. Somebody did a good righteous deed for the sake of Allah, but then he goes and broadcasts it to the people, and it changes it into riya. As the Salaf al-Salih, they have said. For this reason, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the pious predecessors, they would try to hide their good deeds, especially from the Nawafil, as much as possible. They would try to do good deeds, but hide them from the eyes of people. Once one of the Salaf, he saw his friend stretching after the Fajr prayer, stretching as if he had stayed up the night. So he told his companion, he said, "Be careful. Don't show people that you stayed up at the night. Don't stretch because people might think that you stayed up the whole night praying." So he warned him from doing this action because people might think that he had stayed up the whole night in prayer. Another one of the Salaf as-Salih, when somebody came to wake him up for Fajr and he had stayed up the whole night in prayer, he made a loud yawning sound as if he was just waking up, because he didn't want the people to know that he stayed up the whole night in prayer. Ibn Abu Layla, one of the pious predecessors, he used to pray the whole night, or pray at night. But if somebody came by, he would lay down on his bed, so that, out of fear of making riyah with Allah, showing off. So when people came by and they saw him, he would lay down on his bed as if he was sleeping, so that nobody would notice that he had been up praying at night. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if somebody comes to know of a good deed without one wanting that or intending that, and one, they did the action sincerely for the sake of Allah, and they become, that person who did that righteous deed has honor in the sight of people, not because of his own intention, but because Allah caused it to happen that way, then there's no sin on the person. If Allah causes a person to be honored in the sight of Allah without him intending that, then there's no sin on that person. In fact, this is a good sign. This is a good sign. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, he was asked about a person who did righteous deeds and people praised him. And he said, "Hadha bashairul mu'min." This is the good news for the believer, that Allah, he caused people to appreciate that good action that he did, and it's a good early sign of goodness for the believer. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must fear and be careful of riya. We must try to rid ourselves of this corruption of the sincerity, this corruption in our tawheed. We must try to purify our actions from the riya. And if we do that, then our speech and our actions will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the dangers, brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, one of the traps of the shaitan, in fact, is that some people, they abandon their good deeds, they abandon doing good deeds out of fear of riya, out of fear of showing off. They abandon doing the good deeds. And in fact, the ulama, they say this is fleeing from one evil to another evil. In fact, the other evil might be worse. Fleeing from doing good deeds because one thinks that he's doing riyah, this is a trap of the shaitan. Because the shaitan, he is eager to make a person give up doing the good deeds. Is eager to make a person stop doing righteous deeds. So in fact, the ulama, they pointed out that this is a trap of the shaitan. Some of them, they said, and this is Qadi al-Iyad, he said, abandoning action because of riya, abandoning action because of people, giving up doing a good deed because of people, this is riya. That itself is riya. Somebody, they want to do a good deed, but they think somebody is going to look at them and they might have riya, so they don't do it. Qadi Iyad, he said, that is riya. That in itself, by thinking about what are people looking at me, I'm not going to pray, I'm not going to do this righteous deed because people are looking at me, that is riya. That is showing the people one's deeds. And doing action for the sake of people, this is shirk. See, so leaving the good deed because of people is riya, showing off. And doing it because of people is shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the paths of the shaitan. So the ulama, they say, if the thought comes to you, I'm doing riyah, let me not do a good deed, let me leave this action, they say, continue doing it more. Stay in that righteous deed. Don't give it up because of fear of riyah, because this is harder against the shaitan. If one continues and struggles to do the good deed and fights off the thought of riyah from his heart and he persists in the good deed, this is harder against the shaitan than just giving it up and leaving it altogether. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if one were to give up good deeds because of fear of riyah, the shaitan will come to him in all of his good deeds until he abandons all of his good actions. So we should have the taqwa of Allah and have the sincerity for Him. Brothers and sisters in Islam, from the means of ridding ourselves, getting rid of the feeling of riyah and purifying our intention, is by seeking refuge in Allah against the riyah, the showing off, by asking Allah's help to remove this feeling from one's heart. Imam Ahmad, he narrated a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ who said, say, Allahumma na'udhu bika an nushrika bika shay'an na'namu wa nastaghfiruka lima la na'lam. O Allah, we seek refuge in you from making a partner to you knowingly making a partner with you, Na'udhu bika an nushrika bika shay'an na'lamu. O Allah, we seek refuge in you from making a partner to you while knowing it. And then, and we seek your forgiveness for the shirk that we don't realize, the hidden shirk, the shirk that we don't do deliberately, but it happens. We ask Allah's forgiveness for it. So we turn to Allah and ask Him to remove any shirk that we might do knowingly or unknowingly. From the ways of removing shirk or the riyah, the minor shirk from our hearts, is by learning about the causes of riyah. The causes of riyah. And trying to avoid them. Some of the salaf, they said that a person, the one who is closest to committing the showing off the riyah, is the one who feels safest from riyah. Somebody, they think that, I'm safe from riyah, that is the person who's in the most danger of doing the showing off, making the shirk with Allah, making a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, no one is able to overcome this minor shirk, this form of shirk, making a partner with Allah. No one is able to overcome it except by struggling against his nafs. Except through intense struggle against the nafs. A person, they strive against the desires. They fight the power of the desires. And then the person, they should realize, what we must realize is that nothing of the creation can benefit us. Realizing that no one in the creation can benefit us and bring us any benefit, not in this world or the next. When one realizes that no amount of people who know about my good deeds, no matter how many people know about it, it will not bring me any benefit, not in this world nor in the next world. Making that realization will help a person to overcome the feeling of showing off with his acts of worship. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the scholars, they mention that a person, they should realize that it could be that they turn away from the dunya. They don't want the dunya, and the dunya comes to them. And it could be that a person, they strive for the dunya, they do the efforts for the dunya, and they're denied the dunya. They don't get any of it. As is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the truthful Prophet, when he said, "Whoever man kana al-akhiratu hammahu." Whoever made his concern, his hum, the akhirah, the Day of Judgment, the afterlife, then Allah will put the richness in his heart. Allah will make him feel independent and rich in his heart. Allah will make all of his affairs gather together. And the dunya will come to him in spite of the fact that he didn't make his ham the dunya. He made his concern the akhirah. Allah makes him feel rich in his heart, brings his affairs together, and the dunya will come to him in spite of that. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Man kana ad-dunya hammah." Whoever made the dunya his greatest concern, then Allah will put his poverty in front of his eyes. And he will make his affairs scattered about. And he will not attain from the dunya except what was written for him. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what a Muslim should do, they should also try. This hadith was narrated by Ahmad and Tirmidhi, the previous hadith. What a Muslim should also do is try to hide their good deeds as much as possible, except for people who set a role model. Somebody who is followed, whose example is followed, then they can show their deed in order that there's a general benefit by showing his actions to the people. Another crucial matter, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, especially people who study the knowledge, is that a person who is sincere for the sake of Allah, a person who has sincerity for the sake of Allah, they are pleased with the truth, whether it's for them or against them. They are pleased when they hear a word of truth, whether it agrees with them or disagrees with them. They are pleased by it. And a person who doesn't have this sincerity, then they are angered by a word of truth if it's against him, and they're pleased with it if it agrees with them. So sincerity, it means that the person is pleased with truth, whether it agrees with him or it favors him or not. And he's angered by wrong, whether it favors him or not. Also, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, especially the students of knowledge, the ulama state that ikhlas, sincerity for the sake of Allah, it means that a person should not care if all the people's hearts are filled with dislike towards him, as long as he knows that he has earned the pleasure of Allah. Person who's sincere for the sake of Allah, they should not care if all of the people they have dislike towards him, as long as he or she knows that they have the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اتقوا الله فيما أمر وانتهوا في عما نهى عنه وزجر. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah Ta'ala, have taqwa of Him. Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, he said to the Bani Israel, the leaders and the scholars of the Bani Israel, he said, "O evil scholars, you place the dunya on your heads and the akhirah under your feet. Your speech is medicine, but your actions are poison." He was speaking to the Bani Israel, the rabbis that had the knowledge but didn't act according to it. So he said, your speech is medicine, but your actions are poison. You put the dunya on your head and the akhirah under your feet. This is narrated from the words of Isa alayhi salam. And we should remember that the ulama of the sharia, what they teach and what they state, is that a true da'i, a person who truly calls to the way of Allah, he should be, if another person were to take his place to do his job of calling and making da'wah, if a person who's a da'i, he should not seek, he should call to the way of Allah, but not seek the acceptance and the popularity from the people. He should call to Allah sincerely for the sake of Allah. It shouldn't be his goal that he's seeking the popularity and acceptance from the people. But his goal should be to call the creation of Allah to the worship of Allah alone. And the sign of that that the ulama, they mentioned, is that if another person were to take his place, somebody who had a better appearance and speech and ability to gain the hearts of the people, then he should be pleased by that. He should be pleased by that. And he should thank Allah that Allah took the wajib away from him and gave it to another person. This is what a true caller to the way of Allah, they should do. Imam Shafi'i, he said, I did not debate a person. I never debated with people. Imam Shafi'i, the great Imam, he said, I never debated with people except I wished that Allah would make them speak the truth. He wished that all he cared about is that the truth came about, whether it was from him or the other person. But he said, I wished when I debated a person, he didn't wish that he won the debate. He said, I wished that that person, that Allah would bring the truth from him, so that the truth would be made known. That was all he cared about. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself that we should all hold together to help each other to obey the commandments of Allah. A collective action. وَتَعَوَّنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَوَّنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. We must all collectively work together to obey Allah. We should help each other to obey Allah and not help each other to disobey and go away from Allah Ta'ala. We should all fulfill the commandments of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Also, I remind you and myself, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, that we have to beware of the feelings, the hawa. Because the feelings, they misguide us from the straight path. The hawa, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ الْهَوَى. Allah says, do not follow the hawa, the feelings. We follow the commandments of Allah, the law of Allah, not the feelings, not our emotions, not our likes and dislikes, but we should follow what is correct and what is truth. As the Prophet ﷺ, he said that a person will be saved when they speak the word of truth, whether in anger or happiness. So holding on to the truth together, we have to support one another, inshallah, so that we can overcome the ahwa and follow the commandments in the deen of Allah. We have to hold together as one body, one community, one brotherhood, and help each other to achieve that, inshallah, and put aside our feelings and our hawa, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We ask Allah ta'ala to give us the sincerity in our speech and actions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify us from our sins and our shortcomings. أقول هذا القول واستغفر الله اللهم أرنا الحق حقا ورزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا ورزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اغفر لنا جميعا اللهم تب علينا توبة نصوحة اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وزدنا علما وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم عباد الله واذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا وتراصوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون الله سمع الله من حمده الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد